听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome. My name is Steve, and you are studying English with us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. We're asking the question, can we, will we, should we, humans, live somewhere else other than Earth? Of course, exploring space is dangerous and expensive, and there are many problems to be considered, like the problem of radiation. Too much of it will kill us. Radiation is actually one of our keywords.And its example sentence reads, you must be careful when using an X-ray machine because of the danger of radiation. Our second key word is periodically, as in my grandmother's friends periodically gathered in the living room to chat and drink tea. Okay, time to jump into the reading, which today begins on page 32 and line 14.
Reaching for the stars. Despite humanity's achievements, space exploration is still in its infancy. Think of all the things people rely on Earth to provide. Air, water, food, gravity, construction materials, and protection from radiation. Currently, space exploration focuses on allowing humans to stay in orbit,or on the moon for extended periods of time. In both of these scenarios, astronauts can be periodically resupplied from Earth itself. In contrast, a space colony would need to provide its residents with all their needs independent of Earth, while protecting them from a very hostile environment. So far, experiments with completely self-contained living environments have had mixed results.
Hi, friends. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And welcome back to our second day of our astronomy article. We're looking at the possibility of living in space or moving humanity's home into outer space. And our article says, despite humanity's achievements, space exploration is still in its infancy. So we're saying that exploring space for humans is still kind of in its childhood. We're still learning some of the beginning steps of exploring space.
Even though, despite humans have done a lot, even though we have many successes, we have many achievements, we haven't really done that much in exploring space. So, think of all the things people rely on Earth to provide. Now, here we're talking about Earth, the planet Earth that we're living on. That's why the E is capitalized. And this is different from Earth with a lowercase e, where we're talking about the ground. So the planet Earth that we're living on, Earth has been very kind to us and has provided us with air, water, food, gravity, and lots of other things.
Right, construction materials,protection from radiation. And that word radiation is one of our marked words. And we get protection from the sun's radiation by way of our atmosphere. Our atmosphere protects us from the sun's radiation.
Now, radiation is very strong rays, and the sun produces radiation.Microwaves also produce radiation, and radiation is waves that we can't see with our eyes, and it can cause people to be hurt. It can cause our organs to get sick.
And actually, radiation in small quantities is what X-ray machines use to examine the parts of the human body in an X-ray machine.
That's a good point, Chip. And even sometimes when people have cancer, they also get radiation treatments. The radiation waves can kill the bad cancer cells in their body. So radiation can be good or bad, but there's waves, very strong waves and rays that we can't see with our human eyes.
Mm-hmm. Our article says, currently, space exploration focuses on allowing humans to stay in orbit or on the moon for extended periods of time. So extended is long and longer periods of time. And that word in orbit means in a circle around the Earth or around the moon. In orbit is a circular motion.
So in both of these scenes, or another word is scenarios that we've just talked about, astronauts can be periodically resupplied from Earth itself. Let's take a look at this word periodically. It comes from the word period, and a period is a word that we use to talk about a length of time. So the word periodically means from time to time. From time to time, people on Earth can give the astronauts in space supplies like food.
Yeah, this is happening at regular and maybe repeated periods of time. And so, yeah, they're periodically resupplied from Earth itself. Now, in contrast, or different from that, a space colony would need to provide its residents with all of their needs independent of Earth. So if we did a space colony, it would need to be able to have all of these things by itself, independent, not with help from Earth.
Now, this is very different because now the astronauts who are in space, they're being sent food and oxygen and different supplies, clothes, so they can survive in space. And so their bodies can adjust to living in space. But if we have a space colony, then it sounds like it might be pretty hard to have these things in space that so we can live, our bodies can adjust.
And not only does Earth provide all of these things like air and water and food, but it also protects humans from a very hostile or angry, violent environment. And I think what he's referring to here is the radiation from the sun. We have an atmosphere that protects us from the hostile environment of space.
So, if humans did live in space, then it would be very hard to find a place that could protect them from this very hostile environment, because in outer space, the temperature is very different, maybe very cold or very hot, and there might not be enough water for people. So right now, scientists, they are doing experiments with completely self-contained living environments. Now, if something is self-contained, it means that it can survive on its own. So they're doing experiments to see if there are living environments that have the right temperature and living conditions for humans so that they can take the results of these experiments and move people to space. But what have the results been?
Well, our article says that these experiments have had mixed results. So there's been good things and bad things as a result of these experiments. We're going to watch a skit and take a break, and we'll be right back.
But Mom, I want to live in a space colony.
Junior, we rely on the Earth. It provides air, water, food, gravity, building materials.
Well, I can pack those things.
Besides, the Earth protects us from radiation.
Mom, everybody else gets to travel to space, astronauts stay in orbit for extended periods of time.
True, but they are periodically resupplied from the Earth. Besides, outer space is a hostile environment.
Hostile environment? Mom, you worry too much.
Son, you're prone to a whole new set of problems if you live off-planet.
No. What if I live on an Earth-like planet? Well, then can I go?
Honey, such planets remain in the realm of science fiction.
Mom, you never let me do anything.
Oh, son, keep dreaming, though, and persistently work toward your goal. Then, someday your dreams will be realized.
And then can I live in outer space?
Of course you can. But don't pack your bags yet, okay?
Okay.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Well, of course, living somewhere else other than Earth could be and would be a lot easier if we could simply supply that space colony with what was needed from the Earth, like water, food, and air. Obviously, an even bigger challenge would be trying to live independently of the Earth. We humans have experimented with that, and before the break, we learned that the results were mixed. In other words, we did okay, but we're still very far from where we need to be. Now, two words you need to know for this section are prone, as in Maria is very prone to accidents. She fell and broke her leg again last week. And the word persistently, as in Chris persistently followed his dreams even when there was nobody to support him. Now please find page 33 in your magazines and join us as we finish our reading. It starts on line 7.
Reaching for the stars. The team of scientists locked up for 2 years in the famous Biosphere 2 project continually struggled with hunger and an inadequate air supply. Even with the lessons learned, building such a system off-planet will be prone to a whole new set of problems. What about colonizing other Earth-like planets? While able to supply a colony with the things it needs, such planets remain in the realm of science fiction. Still, humanity never accomplishes anything without those who dream and persistently work toward their goals. Someday, the dream might be realized. Just don't pack your bags yet.
Now, friends, remember that before the break, we talked about how these experiments that are going on, about how people can live in self-contained environments or environments where they're not affected by outside things, could survive on their own, they've had mixed results, both good and bad results. In fact, a team of scientists, they have been locked up for 2 years in something called the Biosphere 2, which is a very famous experiment.
Right, this was a famous experiment. And this project, in this project, this team of scientists continually, or again and again and again, struggled with hunger and inadequate air supply. They needed, they often needed more food and more air.
Inadequate, right, means not enough. Now, Chip, can you imagine living in some self-contained, or just living in some, maybe a big dome or something for 2 years,
yeah,
and not going outside and maybe not even seeing your family and just eating, you know, packaged food or eating
right,
stuff out of cans.
Well, I think food that you grew there in that self-contained environment. So I think these scientists were doing growing crops and growing food that they could eat. But even that wasn't enough, and they struggled with hunger and not enough air supply. So even with the lessons learned from Biosphere 2, building such a system off the planet, outside of or off of planet Earth, will be prone to a whole new set of problems. And that word prone is one of our vocab words. Esther, what does prone mean?
Prone means very likely to happen. So if they try to build something like this off planet, it will be prone to a whole new set of problems. It means that there are many problems that are very likely to happen. Now, sometimes we use this word prone in other ways. For example, if someone is very prone to accidents, then maybe they often bump into things when they walk or fall down or, yeah. You know, if you are prone to eating a lot, well, maybe there's something in your genes that makes you want to eat a lot.
Well, actually, I'm a little bit prone to accidents myself. I'm a little bit of a klutz and I trip and drop things, and I'm just a little accident prone, or I'm prone to accidents just a little bit. Now, our article says, what about colonizing other Earth-like planets? If we can find other planets that are similar to Earth, what about colonizing or taking a human colony and colonizing those planets?
Right. What about taking a group of humans and living on these other planets, kind of like Earth? And I think here we're talking about the planet Mars, which is most like Earth, or perhaps there are other planets. Another question, this is a big question, because our article says, while able to supply a colony with things it needs, such planets remain in the realm of science fiction. So perhaps we could send food, or perhaps these planets, we could live on these planets, but it's still kind of too far off. It's still in the realm or in the area of science fiction. Now, Chip, tell us, what is science fiction?
Well, science fiction is a genre, or it's a kind of movie or a kind of book where things are happening sometimes in space that are fiction. They're not true. They're maybe impossible right now, but maybe possible way in the future. And so maybe you've seen movies like these, science fiction movies. And our article says that really colonizing or sending colonies into space is really more in the area of science fiction than it is in the realm or the area of possibility.
I like how our paragraph here writes, still, humanity never accomplishes anything without those who dream and persistently work toward their goals. Now, if you are persistent, then it means you keep doing something. So we can't give up. In fact, our article says, sometimes the dream might be realized. Sometimes these dreams might come true. So don't pack your bags yet. Don't get ready to move to outer space yet, but maybe that will happen in the future. Now let's go to the chat room.
Welcome to the chat room, everyone. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Ken. So, Brandon, what topic would you like to chat about today?
Well, the term science fiction in today's article reminds me of a recent movie I watched.
Really? Why?
Because I watched a science fiction movie.
A science fiction movie? Is that a movie about science?
Well, yes, it is a science-related movie. Many times, these types of movies will have something to do with outer space or aliens. But this is just one movie genre.
Genre? What does that mean?
Genre means a type or a category. So science fiction is just one movie category.
Oh, so there must be other movie categories?
Yes. There are action, comedy, adventure, drama, and more. And some movies may fit into more than one category or genre. For example, a movie could fall under both the drama and action genres. What is your favorite movie genre, Ken?
My favorite movie genre is drama. But Brandon, why are there different movie genres?
If there weren't different types of movies, then people would get bored. Also, some people may not like certain genres. For example, comedy is one of my least favorite genres. So I'm glad there are other types of movies to watch.
Oh, I see. So having different movie genres gives people variety.
You got it, Ken.
我们今天可以来学 movie genres。注意这个字的发音 ,G-E-N-R-E, 读作 genre。genre 就是 category, 种类。但是 genre 是比较狭义的指文学艺术作品的类型。电影是一种艺术，所以电影的类型我们用 genre 这个字。Movie genres 有很多种，像是 action 动作片、comedy 喜剧片、horror 恐怖片、drama 剧情片、suspense 悬疑片，还有 science fiction 科幻片。
Now it's time for Michelle's language tips. Michelle?
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 periodically 这个副词。我们看到这个字里面有 period, 时期或周期这个名词。所以 periodically 是指定期地或者是周期性地。例如 ,the patient needs to see the doctor periodically to monitor his health. 这位病人必须定期来看医生来追踪他的身体状况。或者是 ,the band meets periodically to practice.这个乐团定期会聚集团练。继续我们看的是 prone 这个形容词。be 动词加上 prone 后面加介系词再加名词是指倾向于或者是容易会如何如何地。例如 ,Gina is prone to depression when she encounters difficulties. Gina 遇到困难的时候很容易沮丧。prone 后面也可以加不定词 to 再加上动词。例如 ,Charles is prone to make rush decisions without thinking carefully. Charles 很容易没有仔细思考就做匆促的决定。最后我们看的是 persistently 这个副词。我们看到这个字里面有 persist, 坚持或持续。所以副词 persistently 是指坚持地或者是不屈不挠地。例如 ,he worked out persistently and became very fit after several months.他持续的健身几个月之后体型变成非常的健壮。或者是 She begged her mom persistently and her mom finally agreed to let her go to the concert. 他一直不断的哀求妈妈，妈妈最后答应让他去听演唱会。And if you listen to us persistently, your English will improve a great deal. Goodbye and take care.
Reaching for the stars. Despite humanity's achievements, space exploration is still in its infancy. Think of all the things people rely on Earth to provide. Air, water, food, gravity, construction materials, and protection from radiation. Currently, space exploration focuses on allowing humans to stay in orbit,or on the moon for extended periods of time. In both of these scenarios, astronauts can be periodically resupplied from Earth itself. In contrast, a space colony would need to provide its residents with all their needs independent of Earth, while protecting them from a very hostile environment. So far, experiments with completely self-contained living environments have had mixed results.The team of scientists locked up for 2 years in the famous Biosphere 2 project continually struggled with hunger and an inadequate air supply. Even with the lessons learned, building such a system off-planet will be prone to a whole new set of problems. What about colonizing other Earth-like planets? While able to supply a colony with the things it needs,Such planets remain in the realm of science fiction. Still, humanity never accomplishes anything without those who dream and persistently work toward their goals. Someday, the dream might be realized. Just don't pack your bags yet.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this astronomy lesson. We at Studio Classroom like to think we offer a variety of topics, helping to give you a well-rounded English vocabulary. Tomorrow's lesson is a sports feature. Which sport will we talk about? Join us tomorrow and find out. And hey, everyone, if you have a free moment, visit us at our website, studioclassroom.com. There you'll find plenty of things to help you along with your English. Thanks again for letting us be your friend for life. Friends, we'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day.